Sweden joins UK, France in summoning Israeli envoys in protest at Tel Aviv's fresh settlement projects. The new plans would see over 4,500 settler units being built in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds. Israel says it will not back down despite international concerns. Russia's president says Moscow and Ankara can't find a common approach to solve the Syrian unrest. Vladimir Putin was addressing the media in a press conference with Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Putin also said that the deploying of Patriot missiles in the Turkish-Syria border only exacerbates the tensions. The UN says it's withdrawing its non-essential staff out of Syria over security concerns. The United Nations currently has some 100 foreign workers there. The decision comes after mounting attacks on UN personnel in the country. The world body has also halted all field operations outside the capital, Damascus. U.S. President Barack Obama once again accuses Syria of having plans to use chemical weapons against insurgents. Damascus has repeatedly dismissed the speculation, saying it won't resort to such weapons to curb the foreign-backed insurgency. Meanwhile, reports say Israel is seeking Jordan's approval to attack Syria's chemical weapon sites. Reports say Egypt's top judges will monitor a December 15th referendum on the country's draft constitution. A legal advisor to President Mohamed Morsi says the Supreme Judicial Council will send a delegation to oversee the vote. A judiciary group had earlier said it would boycott the referendum. The Bahraini security forces fired tear gas to disperse anti-regime protesters near the capital, Manama. The protesters in Abu Saiba area, west of Manama, chanted slogans against the ruling Al-Khalifa dynasty. Bahrain has banned anti-regime protests, but people continue to defy the ban. In Saudi Arabia, city of Qatif, protesters pour onto the streets shouting slogans against the kingdom's longtime rulers. They slammed Riyadh for using harsh security tactics against the protesters. The demonstrators also demanded prominent cleric Sheikh Tawfiq Amr be released. Iran criticizes what it describes as the International Atomic Energy Agency's political reports on its nuclear energy program. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says pressuring the IAEA will not solve any problems. He says such moves do not worry Iran because it does not possess atomic weapons and is not pursuing them either.